And I'm very pleased to be able to say I have Sailor, well, at least two members of Sailor, with me in the studio. Perhaps you could identify yourselves.
Well, I'm George Cleonis.
I'm Henry Marsh. Good afternoon, or evening, or morning.
You're probably right in every case, actually. Can I speak to you first, George?
Sure.
The group is named after a famous Parisian club. A club cafe, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, in actual fact, the name of the cafe was Le Café des Pommes Flasques, but it had a nickname called, you know, Le Matelot, because the guy who ran the cafe had a weakness for sailors, possibly in more ways than one, although we don't want to go into that. But he had the house band for many, many years, and they could be different people, you know, just musicians traveling through and so forth, and we were part of that house band for a while, and he liked the idea of dressing the guys up in sailor uniforms. So that's how the nickname came about, Le Matelot.
Perhaps you could tell us a little bit more about the club, you know, exactly what setup was it?
Well, it's one of these strange places that maybe they only have in France, I don't know. A little bit sort of, there were a lot of so-called intellectuals coming down for sort of absorbing a little bit of the sort of bohemian sort of atmosphere, and of course the music that we used to play at that time was very, very different. It was very sort of, well, trendy music of the time, and we played different instruments at that time too, although Henry still... Did you play the accordion?
I'm not sure. No, I got an interest in it.
Yeah,
then,
but, well, you know...
What more can you say? You know?
What more can I say, except that the place burnt down?
Well, like, that's what I was going to come to. That must have been a great tragedy, you know, personally, really.
It was, of course, because, I mean, we, in spite of the fact that we all had very difficult times, you know, living in Paris at that time, it has a certain charm, and I was kind of upset about it. I think I was probably more upset than anybody else. I went home sulking with my mother. No, it was a shame, because it was... A very nice thing going on at Le Matelot. We all sort of went our, more or less our separate ways after that, because money ran out and everything. It was very bad.